are listening to Real World News.
A People's Summit and meeting will confront RioPlus20 to promote grassroots solutions and to expose green capitalism. Social movements and organizations from all over the world are calling a People's Summit for social and environmental justice, against the commodification of life and nature, and in defense of common goods, to be held in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, from June the 15th to the 23rd. The idea is to hold a permanent People's Assembly and two parallel activities to the UN Conference on Sustainable Development, RioPlus20, that will take place there to mark 20 years of the first UN meeting on environment and development held in the same city. The call was launched in December under the slogan "For a Rise in Nature's Rights, Against the Commodification of Life and Green Capitalism." The groups that are behind the proposal are the Alliance of the Peoples of the South, Creditors of the Ecological Debt, Friends of the Earth, Latin America and the Caribbean, the Convergence of the Movements of Peoples of the Americas, the Andean Coordination of Indigenous Organizations, Grassroots Global Justice, the Cry of the Excluded, Jubilee South Americas, the World March of Women, the World Rainforest Movement, Oil Watch, and La Vía Campesina. Several social organizations have warned that the UN summit of RioPlus20 will seek to strengthen the foundations of green capitalism or green economy through market solutions to the crisis that will benefit industrialized countries' governments and big transnational corporations. Brazil is willing to get involved in processes that are able to build the legal architecture to legitimize green capitalism, Luz Ortiz of NAT, Friends of the Earth Brazil, to Rio World Radio. Our country had never had so many environmental bills, which are just a drive to commodify nature and to disguise capitalism as green. She mentioned the old demands of feminist economy based on solidarity and agrarian reform and agroecology as the people's solutions. Our challenge is to mobilize different groups and to create a real confrontation of paradigms at the Conference on Sustainable Development, said Ortiz. The call relaunched today considers the current development model is unsustainable by definition and that inhumanity aims to submit every aspect of life to market action by putting always profit first over the general well-being. The callers of the summit say that green economy liberalizes nature and its access by markets by dividing it in elements, like carbon, biodiversity or environmental services, to generate at the same time financial speculation titles, corporate control, loss of food sovereignty and the emptying of territories. Social organizations believe it is necessary to turn RioPlus20 into a global mobilization process that will strengthen the resistance for survival by building anti-capitalist alternatives such as food sovereignty. The People's Summit will face the challenge of raising awareness about the people's real solutions. These people's solutions have been built in the countryside, in the forests, factories, in the communities. There will be demonstrations and workshops as part of the summit with a strong emphasis on sovereignty, self-determination, equality, human rights and nature rights. RioPlus20 has to mark the beginning of a society based on solidarity and justice.
You are listening to Real World News.